Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm hiring people to start my car these days. I'm kidding. Kind of. We're talking about hiding in plain sight series, and we're really promoting what we're going to be doing big time over on the TV show. And I thought this would be a good way to do this. We are right now in the middle of a series on who really built the pyramids and why, and it ain't what you think. And it ain't the simple, oh, it's aliens if it wasn't the Egyptians. Man, it's really interesting stuff. And I wanted to take this to promote it to the masses, public, what we're doing, hiding in plain sight. And I'm really excited about this series because, in some respects, some of what I know I've had to hold back for years and years and years, decades actually, 40 years to be exact in some areas. And now I'm telling all. And enough people have enough of this information that if people dig, they'll go, yeah, Dave does know what he's talking about here. Well, yeah, I lived it. And the other thing is that I don't have to be worried about being the only purveyor of the knowledge, as whistleblowers are often dealt with severely, particularly when you talk about technology in areas connected to Area 51 and S4. In those areas. And I've been fortunate to have been closely associated with people who are at or near ground zero for many of these things. And I'm going to try to interest Vance Davis into making regular appearances on the show. Back when we were on YouTube, he and I did something on the Council of Nine. Oh boy, was that revealing. And I even got a couple threats off of that. In this particular installment of HIPS related to the background of our group, we had talked about in part two dealing with Enron and Ken Lay. Now, people have asked me, Dave, why didn't you go to jail? Well, because we didn't have any financial entanglement with them. We were in the process of setting up probably what would have been an LLC. And I wasn't involved on that end of it at all, but I knew about it. And it was for purchases of land acquisition in San Luis Valley. And that's when the government started to really make their move on Enron and Ken Lay. I can't say this was their only motive because Ken Lay had real problems with AI. And listen to me, this goes back to 1999. And I was in on a conference call and I heard this discussed. And I was there to give some historical background. And I got much more than I was offering. And I'm going to share the content of what Ken Lay and some of his subordinates, his inner circle, were telling us about why he was motivated to do what he did. Remember, Enron was the at one time the fourth largest energy company in the world, huge into natural gas, but they also were concerned about the growing climate cult. This was only 2 years after, that's right, hear me, 2 years after the Kyoto Protocols, where scientists met in large numbers for the first real time. I mean, I know they had the stuff in Rio de Janeiro with Clinton back in 93. I know all about that, but I'm talking about where they really came together as a body and they were trying to answer the question, does man contribute to climate change? Now, what bothered me about the protocols is they didn't even deal with whether or not climate change is real. They did just minor weather pattern comparisons as opposed to 50-year, 100-year, 500-year. What's the established pattern? How does it deviate? What are other multiple causations that could cause climate change, including technology? They didn't look at any of that. Hey, look at in 1997, Project HAARP was in full operation in Gakona, Alaska, and they were changing the weather all the time. Back in the 60s, when I was a little kid growing up in Denver, Colorado, number one, we voted against the Olympics because of ecological damage, but at that time, we learned about how they could cloud seed and bring early snow. So Denver would be the Rocky Mountains, west of Denver would be ideal for the Winter Olympics. And This was public information. This was in the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post. We talked about it in our classrooms as little kids, and we talked about, gee, how much of the weather can they change? And we were contemplating science fiction when it was actually science fact. All you got to do is electrify the ionosphere to move it. And that's what the array of antenna in Gakon, Alaska did. And you may recall Jesse Ventura, in his show Conspiracy Theory, actually went to Gakon, Alaska. Man, did they meet with resistance. And they videotaped their array. Oh, they had so much resistance. It was incredible. And then I interviewed Nick Begich. And he was one of my first interviews on radio. I started at the top. Jerome Corsi, Nick Begich, Alex Jones, guest host, who really should have had his own show, big time guy. Let me tell you, the weather change phenomena is there. So the answer to the question, does man cause climate change? Yeah, it's called geoengineering. Dane Wigington, I think, is the expert on. I don't think I know, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing Dane, I believe, 4 times, and Dane's fantastically knowledgeable about how we're destroying our own planet. And if you think some of these hurricane behaviors, and I don't just mean Helene, you can go all the way back to Harvey and Katrina, the unnatural things they did, they were controlled. They were controlled to bring maximum damage to do what they wanted to have done. And I would never have believed that when I was a graduate student. And if you'd have come to me with this, I'd have said, you're out of your flipping mind. Get out of my way. But you can't deny what you see over and over. And then Nick Begich published all of the documents with the patents for HAARP, HAARP. Wrote a great book in 97 called Angels Don't Play This Harp. And he was a frequent guest on Art Bell's show. Man, Art had some unbelievable guests. It was just like an all-star. This is why he was so popular. At his height, Art had a listening audience of 8 to 12 million a night. It was a fantastic show. Art Bell was an unbelievable genius, and he is missed. Now, we do have people today that are really good. Top of my list, well, you got Scotty Sack, Sarah Westall, Paul Preston, certainly John B. Wells and Caravan to Midnight, the way that George Norrie had him kicked to the curb because he was too popular. John, he's in rarefied air. And I am fortunate to be on his show often. I'm honored to be on his show often. He and his wife, Brenda, have built an empire, and they are so modest. You know, I've got to know John over the years personally. He's a humble, honest Christian man. So is his wife. She's been a guest on my show too. Anyway, let's get down to brass tacks here, shall we? Let's talk about Ken Lay, Enron, the Inner Circle, and their concern for AI and why that motivated the project in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. Lovely area. Boy, I'll tell you, have you ever driven through there? It's gorgeous. The whole state of Colorado is beautiful. The only thing is we have a bunch of subhuman entities running Colorado, and they're running it into the ground. Well, they think it's good to have TDA and Aurora taking over apartments and torturing people and child sex trafficking out of it. And the authorities just ho-hum, just another day. Thank goodness for Tom Homan. Get him, Tom. Get him. The public is behind you. We are brought to you by a product that's going to make you feel good about looking in the mirror. And there's nothing wrong with a little vanity. And really, I think we should try to keep ourselves looking as good as we can for as long as we can. We should keep our minds doing optimal functioning as long as we can. And there's nothing wrong with doing artificial things to make that happen. And we've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams are the easiest way to look younger. Yeah, no. Dr. Lake enters. And you spell his name, Layke. And he's focused attention. Now, what is he known for? He's the guy that makes Hollywood stars look younger than they are really for years and years and years. I wonder if he's worked with Tom Cruise. Don't know, but I would suspect that Tom looks great for his age, doesn't he? So anyway, and by the way, he was right about chemical imbalances in the brain. Oh, he's such a nut. He's a crazy person, said the mainstream media. No, he not. He was right on the money. He's reached the same conclusions I have. Anyway, He has come up with a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, and it's Photoshop for your face is what he calls. I love the phrase, and his personal clients have dubbed it do-it-yourself technique, the age rewinder movement, and it can take years and even decades off your appearance in less than 2 minutes. This is an amazing breakthrough, and he's made a step-by-step video to the public, free. It's free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use this simple solution from home. When you look younger and you feel good about how you're more confident, and you'll take care of your body, you'll be in the gym more, you'll care more about your appearance. It all things work together for the good here. One person that I've talked to that's used this said that thousands of women that they have talked to in their business report looking much younger, and they'll never use anything else. Now, so you can find out more about this, go to B as in boy, BHMD1. That's the number one, BHMD1.com/Dave. Or if you're on social media, all you got to do is click the link in the description box. That's BHMD1.com/Dave. And there's only one thing that the good doctor asks from the viewers. If this works for you, tell others. Let's spread the joy. Let's spread the joy, okay? Go. Sarah Westall has been a great reporter for decades now, and she looks like she's about 25. I'm going to have to ask her what her secret is, and I'm sure it's probably related to this. Anyway, Sarah, I hope you didn't mind the compliment. But people say that all the time. How could she accomplish so much at such a young age? Okay, I'll leave it there so I don't say the wrong thing. All right. I was in on a conference call. I was actually visiting Bill and his wife at the time, Jan, and there were a couple of us that were there. And I flew in on a Saturday morning. We had the conference on a Saturday night, and we had secure communication, which is why I had to fly in. And I did my small presentation, but I got a lot more than I gave. And I asked one of Ken Lay's associates after he was done speaking. I said, "So, what's your real concern about AI, and why is this a partial motivation for what you want to do with us and this project?" And he said, "Bill, I see why you have this guy. He cuts right to the chase." Well, yeah, I wanted to know what I was investing my time in, and really potentially money too. So he said this. He said, "AI is going to be an existential threat to humanity, and it's controlled by very evil forces out of DARPA." And he said, "In our energy business, we cross paths with a lot of these people in various ways. We provide energy. And many of these corporations and, let's say, more clandestine black operations need lots and lots of energy. And we're usually the subcontractors that will come in and help with something like that. We just don't do natural gas." And that was his answer. And he said, "A lot of us are concerned." Now, let me step aside. It was only about 5 or 6 years ago, 10,000 scientists came out that worked in the field, said, "We need to be worried about AI." Now, one of the applications of zero point energy, where you draw energy from seemingly nothing, it's multidimensional, its effect, and you really got to understand quantum physics to understand how it works. It ends up being in things like particle beam weapons, which we have. The old Star Trek weapons, right? We have those, and we've had those for a very long time. And there are corporate interests that have pieces of this. And now it's so prevalent that you can really form a cohesive pattern and look at really how extensive it is. In 1999, and by the way, Enron wasn't taken down until about 2001. And the mechanisms to take them down, done by the SEC and the FBI, started during this time frame. We're having these discussions, as we discovered. It was not an easy takedown for the fourth largest energy company in the world. But they wanted particle beam weapons to defend the community. And it was something that we actually talked about. They just said, "We'll draw the wrong kind of attention if we start with this, but we need to finish with this. And it's not the Russians, it's not the Chinese, it's not any of those entities here. It's non-human entities. Now, some of these people believe that we were dealing with extraterrestrials. It's my belief, and it still is today, that we're dealing with non-human entities or hybrid entities, descendants of the fallen angels that Genesis 6, verse 4, as I've quoted many times, and they were there afterwards, after what? The flood. And they are very evil, and they've caused most of the chaos on the planet. They control most of the major corporations. They control key governmental figures in virtually every country. Haven't you noticed the people are populist around the world and their leaders are a bunch of creeps? Haven't you come to that conclusion yet? And the best example, that's in the European Union. We know what it would get with China. In Europe, they go, oh, we have free speech as long as it's in the common good, and they get to decide what's in the common good. They're not nice people that run Europe. Donald Trump is a cut above all of these people. And people that come to me, oh, he serves this and he serves that. I'm going to say, go take a nap. And when you wake up, maybe you'll be more reasonable. We have given ourselves the opportunity to fight against what I'm bringing up right here. Donald Trump knows what I know. Elon Musk is not on board because he's a financial expert, which he is. He's on board because he understands, because of his forays into advanced technology. Oh, let's see, Starlink, space travel, electric vehicles. He knows exactly what the threat is. In fact, what I'm telling you here probably would be a first grade recitation compared to what Elon Musk actually knows. And his cost cutting that he's going to do with Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm going to tell you it's more political than it is economic. And you could take that to the bank. I know this for a fact. I've had discussions with people that I can't reveal. Not if I ever want to be included in any discussions going forward. But I can tell you right now, it is a well-known fact in the Trump administration that AI is an existential threat that needs to be controlled, not eliminated, but controlled. And this was the concern going back 25 years ago with the Enron people and other corporate interests that we touch bases with on this project. What was their major concern? Well, what you see in the Hollywood movies is probably not what's going to happen. What you see in the Hollywood movies is a vast array of AI armies, and they're all lined up, and they're carrying out the mission of the main AI entity, kill humans. Okay. Could it evolve into that? Yes, quite easily, but it's much simpler to use your AI quantum computer that Google is doing. Have you heard about this? That they can do calculations in 5 minutes. It takes our supercomputers today septillion years. I don't even know what septillion is. How many zeros is that? Billion, trillion, quadrillion. We don't, I'll just put it this way. They can do calculations that would take us so far into the future, we can't even imagine what the world would be like then, or if the world would even be around. So nothing is secure from their reach. And one of the concerns with crypto and is blockchain security. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they don't keep up with this supercomputer from Google, no crypto will be safe. Nothing. Your bank account, nothing is secure. Nothing. Nada. You have nothing that's secure. Let that sink in for a second. The thinking that went on in our discussions that we had is the accurate way to look at this. These computers that will be AI driven, not a military, but AI driven, they will be very much into choking off your lights, your medical systems, your transportation systems. AI in its advanced state could shut down everything, and we literally would go back to pre-industrial. And we're not built to do that. Well, we'll just live like they did in the 1700s. No, you won't. So much of our infrastructure is geared towards nutrition, survivability with food, purification of water. This is why when I talk about these threats, I always mention food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And I don't even know if that's enough, but it gives you a fighting chance. AI will cut off the systems. Now, what about the military threat? People bring this up. Well, there is indeed a military threat associated with AI that we discussed in those meetings, and I've had discussions along these lines later. When the 10,000 scientists came out, they were more afraid for most of them about how military force could be used under the control of AI. And that's true. And I do think the drones are one way that AI could manipulate. We really don't have much defense for them at this point in time. You'd have to enact an EMP, and you have to wonder if the AI would be smart enough to circumvent an EMP attack. And what you throw out with EMP, you got to be worried about the, shall we say, the fallout, literally and figuratively, results of this. Well, Enron, and they're not alone in this, by the way, but most of the corporations that resisted AI have been eliminated with their board and their CEOs by major asset managers like Black. That's right. That's right. There we go. Here we go. Ready? BlackRock, repeat after me, State Street and Vanguard. And it was, I interviewed Michelle Melendez, and I highly recommend her book. And that interview is up recently on our social media on Rumble. And it's too lengthy and too visual to put out on our podcast. She had a great slideshow. But Michelle really showed a lot of how the attack on Lahaina was done, and also to the manipulation of the hurricane in North Carolina. She did a parallel between the two, killing people for personal profit of corporations. Really well done. I've recommended her to a lot of my colleagues to have her on as a guest. One of the best organized presentations I've ever seen, and she's so humble. But anyway, where I would take what Michelle did to a little higher level, and I'm going to have her back on to discuss this, is the AI component. I'm absolutely convinced that drones did most of the damage, and it was controlled by AI. It's not traceable to humans, not directly, which you can trace to humans in Lahaina, where the blocked exits, the failure to sound the alarms, okay, they're not picking up the people that had to run to the ocean and would drown or died under very mysterious circumstances. Many of them were shot. And Michelle and I discussed that in the interview. I asked her directly. I said, "Are you aware of that?" She goes, "Oh, absolutely." She goes, "Some of the ship captains out there trying to rescue people as best they could said they found people with bullet holes." Yeah, that was on the ground stuff. But the actual attack, and you say, "Well, Dave, why would you think that?" Well, I brought this up to Michelle, and she had some awareness of it. The fire, quote unquote, started on August 8th. Going back to March, local Hawaii media ran a cover story. "We're seeing Chinese drones in the sky over Maui." And it was a terrible report, honestly. The n n news, something Hawaii was major local station here. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. They just repeated what DARPA, whoever gave them this, wanted them to say. It was a joke of a report. And when I found this out, when I was investigating, I looked at this, I go, "Here's their cover story. If they get found out, they're going to blame the Chinese." That was the fallback. Right now, with these drones, what they have planned, I promise you they're going to blame the Iranians. "We attack Iran, Russia has to come to their defense. Voila, you have World War III." I guarantee this is the pattern, and it was a pattern in Maui. So let's go back to Ken Lay's concern and his associates. AI takeover of all infrastructure. This is how you depopulate. The creator of designer viruses spread through things like drones. Why do you think I've been concerned about the reports I'm getting out of the LA Basin, where people are saying that we are seeing mist coming from the drones? I'm not sure if you can encapsulate that to where it would be visible to people if you had a video, but if anybody can do that, I will give this primary attention if you can forward this to me, and I will share it with all my colleagues. And I can promise you that the people that I'm close with, like John B. Wells, oh, they'll be all over this. So if you have that, please give that to me. But I have a hard time conceptualizing how you could videotape this and make it visible to the average person. I don't know that I couldn't think of a way you could do it. I think it would take high-tech equipment beyond what most people have, with which is the camera and their cell phone. But do I think this is going on? I think there's no question it's going on. I'm getting too many reports, and so are my colleagues. Some of us have been real reticent to report it. In fact, I'm getting people will send me, Dave, what do you think about this? I would say, well, I think it's a logical progression for what we're seeing. So yeah, I think it's probably true. Well, I can't report it if I can't prove it. I said, well, how are you going to prove it? You don't have the technology available to you to prove something like that. How do you detect mist? And is there a biological delay in what they're spraying us with? And let me go another step here. How about chemtrails? What the hell do you think is going on there? Okay, those of you that grew up in the jet age, okay, some of you in your 70s and 80s, and you've seen contrails coming out of planes, they dissipate. They don't expand to where they become cloud cover by the end of the day. And this is what we have now. This is what we have now. So you tell me, are you concerned about this? I am. So let's talk about this community they wanted to build in San Luis. First of all, couldn't control it through regulatory controls such as the energy companies. We'll just shut your power off. It's not satellite driven. It was ground-based driven. And I'm kind of waiting for Elon Musk to mimic this with Starlink. As far as I know, Starlink is tied to satellites. As long as there's satellites, you can get Starlink. But you could shut that off. What the people at Enron wanted to do was not have a technology that would be externally dependent on anything, all internally controlled. It would have taken a military occupation to stop it. And then there was something else that got discussed, and this was kind of the woo-woo science fiction thing, but this was serious. Now, I wasn't in on this conversation, but I certainly was briefed about it by Bill Pollack, and they were talking about how to defend. And this is where the technology goes into weaponization, not utility distribution in terms of how to turn your lights on and heat or cool your home. And we're also talking about they wanted to go into transportation with this, which has been done now with driverless cars. Listen, that's been around for 60 years. This is just now reaching the public. And they're putting out the most rudimentary form of it. And this is true with all technology. Microwave technology, 1940s, Philadelphia experiment. When did you get microwave ovens? In the 70s. U.S. Army, alternative communication for reasons like nuclear attack. It's called the internet. 1960s. When did we get it? In the 90s. This is what we call technological lag in sociology terms. And what we're seeing right now with driverless cars is a joke. We're way, way beyond that. I mean, if a war is ever fought in space, listen to me, it's going to be particle beam weapons. And if you've ever seen SDS 48 and 72, have you seen those videos? I saw them when they first came out. Part of the group I was with Bill Pollack, when we had a conference at La Placidus, we watched this and we were the first ones to see it. And there really wasn't much of an internet to display this on. There certainly wasn't a YouTube. And we're watching this, and holy crap, and we're seeing a war game, and it was a war game where you see particle beam weapons being fired at each other. And I believe it's now made its way to YouTube, and I don't waste my time researching that stuff now, but it's SDS, Sam, David Sam, 48, and SDS 72. And I understand there's later generations of the same thing going on. It was first captured from NASA in space because they accidentally left a live feed on. And you get about 30 seconds in one and about 2 minutes on the other. And this is why now every communication that comes back from space that's controlled by NASA is automatically tape delayed. There's automatic delay built into it. And it's because of this. So They wanted to, one, secure, have free energy, could never be externally controlled. This is the anti-AI, and they wanted to keep up with anti-AI negating technology. And then they even said at some point in time, we might have to develop weapon systems. I think they went further than what they were telling us. And I think that was the main motivation why they got taken down. But you can't go in that direction. When World War II ended, and we had already dropped two nuclear bombs and it exploded a third in a test, we already knew about hyperdimensional physics. We knew that a nuclear explosion is largely multidimensional and pulls forces in from other dimensions. And physics bifurcated at that point in time. You have the Newtonian three-dimensional physics that our kids are all taught, that you and I learned about. And now we see emerging in our universities and have for about 15 years quantum physics, but it's on a level that's primitive. And if you talk to the really good quantum physicists out there, like Michio Kaku, he'll tell you, we're teaching kids kindergarten stuff. We're teaching young adults in college kindergarten stuff. You really got to be in an advanced program in a university to get what's really going on. And even then, your information is controlled because the power that's in quantum multidimensional, or what Richard Hoagland used to call on Art Bell show, hyperdimensional physics, same thing. This is power beyond anything we can absolutely imagine. And you heard on that, if you listen to part one of this series, and I replayed an interview that Art had with a guy running for his life from Area 51, and he said they're dealing with multidimensional entities. And yeah, they are. They are. And the alien hybrid, fallen angel, not Alpha Centauri, are they extra dimensional? I believe they probably are. To me, that's really kind of an irrelevant argument. However they get here, whether it's linear or multidimensional or time travel, makes no difference to me. They are an existential threat and they serve Satan. Make no mistake about it. You know, and Ghostbusters kind of captured it too. The entities would be here and then not here, here and not there, and they had to use energy weapons to fight it. For the 1980s, that was pretty advanced for Hollywood to get into some of hyperdimensional physics. You saw some of that on screen. And I bet the authorities weren't too happy with that movie because there was a move for years to separate the quantum from the Newtonian physics, the three-dimensional physics. In fact, this is why the FBI took Nikola Tesla's paperwork and his research notes from his apartment. And it was, I believe, what, 70 boxes? 96 boxes were taken and 70 have not been released. I just told you what's in the 70. And it's stuff other scientists are beginning to discover. This is a genie that's come out of the bottle. And it's the technology that I believe the great alien deceivers offered Truman and Eisenhower in exchange for abducting people for the purposes of experimentation, genetic modification of humans. Because remember, Vance Davis's training, NSA, they wanted it, these entities wanted to take the human soul when they were cast down to Earth. They couldn't figure it out, so they decided, well, morph the human being. It's part of a transhumanism project, the alien abduction phenomena. And then the impregnation is hybrid species to keep the DNA going. And some of you go, whoa, Dave, you're really out there. Well, I've had 40 years of going through this. And I have had interesting stops along the way. And everything that I have learned is very consistent with what I previously learned. There is a truth to this. And I'd like to say, gee, I'm above the crowd and I have more than anybody. I don't. I don't. There are people out there more qualified than me, more scientific than me. Well, quantum physics is my hobby, and I do know quite a bit about it, but I certainly wouldn't consider myself able to teach it at a university level like I could the field of psychology or research or stat. I could not do that. There are people that put me to shame who know exactly what I'm telling you and could break it down into minute detail that your eyes would glaze over. You need to understand, we are in a new age. You need to understand the technology that's been withheld from the people. And let me just go to medicine for a second. Why are we treating cancer in 2025, coming up on that year? Why are we treating cancer in the same way we did 40 years ago? Can someone explain that to me? With what we know about frequency modulation in the brain and the immune system, why aren't we using frequency modulation programs? Because they work. And the medical establishment, controlled by bad guys, really bad guys, and I got a show coming up on that based on some of John Moore's research. But why is it? Because they want repeat business. And they also want to debilitate human beings while they morph themselves into singularity, the melding of man and machine, singularity, transhumanism. This is the revenge of the fallen angels against God. They would love to grab our souls as revenge because we're God's creation, and they can't do it. Well, they're not going to be allowed to do what they're doing. At least that's the belief I have from the book of Revelation. But it doesn't mean that lots of people aren't going to die. And it doesn't mean that our lives could become a living hell. And I will say this. Some people say that they welcome the tribulation. And I say, you're out of your flipping mind. The Bible says that no flesh would be left alive. It's interesting, flesh, not singularity, the melding of man and machine. But no flesh would be left alive unless Jesus returns. Two-thirds of the planet, dead. Do you really want to live through this? And what I'm telling you here about the control of all technology using AI strategies can accomplish that. Famines can be induced. Water can be not purified. I could go on and on and on. Weather systems could be used against the people, causing terrible droughts or flooding beyond belief. The technology is already here and it's out in the open. The patents are published. In fact, I'll go back to the first patents that I ever saw published. Nick Begich, 1997. Do the math. How long is that? That's going on 48 years. And that's when a regular guy, like, well, Nick is above the average, but in intelligence, but that's when a regular person, not inside the establishment, was telling us what was going on that long ago. His patents go back to the 70s. So we're talking half a century. You want something to pray for? Pray for repentance, revival, and that the tribulation gets pushed off to another generation and not our problem. Now, some people are fatalistic and there's no hope. Well, is one thing you hear among theologians, stop talking about how big the problem is and start talking about the power that your God has. He created the universe. He can do anything he wants. But right now, I would say we're not worthy of redemption. Individually, we are. And I've had this discussion with some top thinkers on my show where they believe individual salvation is possible. You know, Jesus died for our sins, took our burden. All we got to do is believe and follow. So they believe individual salvation is possible. It's too late for national revival. That excludes the power of God. I reject that argument. But I have to say, humanity has a long way to go. We are in a mess. And I think we all sense the danger. Because Donald Trump being reelected went against all odds. The election was rigged. He got outspent 2-1. The media was against him. Lawfare, assassination attempts. God's giving us another chance. That's how I look at this. This is why I've decided to come out with what I know in a comprehensive form that I think is relatively easy to follow. And what I'm telling you is verifiable. You go do your research, you'll go, yeah, Dave is right about this technology. Well, I've known about it since 1984. And then my knowledge grew based on people I met. And I got to give Annie DiRiso credit here. She was Bill's wife at the time of his passing. Bill was my mentor in this business. He pushed me to do this. I didn't want to leave my life the way I was living it and do this. And then after Bill passed, Annie was my news director, and we would just do a Sunday night show, and I'd write one article a day on my website. And I was a real minor player. And Annie just said, "This is your calling, Dave. You've got to stop the other stuff you're doing." I was happy. I was a college basketball coach. I was teaching college classes. I was teaching college classes to high school kids, to people in the military, on campus, online. I got to do it all. And I was very blessed. And I loved my life. It was intellectually stimulating. It was fun. And the money was okay. I wouldn't say I was rich, but the money was good. And Annie just kept pounding and pounding and pounding. And the circumstances brought me here. And I think this is the time that I was destined to be in. And this is my contribution to why my small little piece of the world, and I don't put myself above anybody else. My information's no important than other people doing the work. And in fact, in many cases, it's less important because of my background. I don't have expertise in all areas, but I know the story. I know how it starts. I know where it's going. And I know the general effects. And I have had meetings with the power brokers that are telling us this is the direction we're going. And I'm going to say this to you, and you need to hear me clearly. Entities like BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard are of Satan. They may not recognize it. They may not do the seances and the satanic worship and go to satanic temples. I don't know what they do. But what I do know is their actions are evil. They're evil. They promote the war in Ukraine, and now they're going to make billions in the cleanup. The first thing I hope Donald Trump does when he ends the war is he denies them any access. And the BlackRock connection to the alleged shooter at Butler, Pennsylvania, don't you? I've covered that. These are evil, evil people. And that's just my personal opinion. We need to have BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard broken up. The same way that Standard Oil was broken up, the same way that AT&T was broken up into the baby bells in the 1970s. This needs to happen here. These entities constitute an organized threat, in my humble opinion, against average people. And they violate our antitrust laws. Anyway, I hope you are getting something out of this series. I'd encourage you to share this. Check out what we do in our newsletter. We publish everything we do, minus the TV, but everything we do in social media, on our podcasts, and also to the entries I make onto our website. It's all right there on our newsletter. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com, go to the upper right-hand corner, click on the link for newsletter, and join over 50,000 people that get a daily email from us late in the afternoon or early evening, depending on your time zone, that sums up the previous 24 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. We'll see you back here again next time. To all you people who voted for Kamala, I've done nothing but be corrupt Harris, you're about ready to be rewarded. And to those who are diehard Democrats, you're about ready to reap benefits if you can escape the catastrophe of your own party's sabotage of the U.S. in this lame duck period. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And ladies and gentlemen, Noble Gold is as good as it gets when protecting your assets. I was speaking the other day with Colin Plume, a good friend of mine who's now the CEO and has been for some time of Noble Gold. And we've had a long working relationship, we evolve into friendship after time. And I really respect his opinion. And you should have seen his face when we were talking about the future. And I said, the worst place you can have your retirement is in the bank. There is no other worse place. I would almost rather put my retirement in China than I would in this banking system because of the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can keep any asset associated with the bank because you, the American citizen, are unsecured creditors and in second place. And when you put your money or retirement in the bank, they own it. How do you feel about that? I'm pissed off about that. The bottom line is when I take a look at what's happening across this country in banking, there's deliberate sabotage going on by the Federal Reserve, trying to destroy the money supply, create inflation. We have a fake jobs report now that's not even close to reality. There were no jobs created above who lost their jobs in the third quarter of this year. And it's complete sabotage by the Democrats. They're sabotaging the military. They're stripping our military right now of needed resources to fight a war to send to Ukraine. So Ukrainians are more important than Americans with your tax dollars. They're stuffing the judiciary with crazy, lunatic, mentally ill, woke-filled justices who are anti-Christian, anti-American, and anti-constitutional. And they're doing it by the dozens, and soon it'll be by the hundreds. This is what you Democrats are getting. Now, Noble Gold is caught up in this. They're trying to help people preserve their nest egg. They're trying to help people realize you can't keep the bulk of your money in the bank any longer. There's a deliberate attempt to sabotage this country because they're taking the attitude like the forlorn, psychologically disturbed lover. If I can't have you, no one will. And if I can't rule the country in the Bolshevik communist mentality I want to, I'm going to destroy it. Well, your first action must be defensive. And I'm going to ask you right now to get a hold of me at davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. Put in your email. I'll send you out an electronic version of a short-sighted prospectus. In other words, very brief, to the point, reinforcing why you want to do this and what Noble Gold can do for you to save your nest egg and ultimately your bank account. This is a no-brainer. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that any investment carries an inherent risk. Past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We give that warning in good faith. I will tell you, I'll give you my warning. Anyone who keeps the bulk of their money in the bank needs their head examined. Take action today. DaveHodgesGold.com. And this blends right into what I'm talking about right now. The Democrats, the left, the leftists that control the Federal Reserve, that control this administration, everything that's happening right now is to destroy America. They don't want Trump to come in and be successful. You people who are Democrats, they're diminishing your lives. Your own have turned on you. In fact, they've never been on your side. They've been the party of slavery, the party of corrupt Reconstruction, the party of war. Woodrow Wilson lied us into war. How many Americans died because of that? I could go on and on and on. Franklin Roosevelt forced the Japanese to attack us with the 8-point plan. There's no shortage of data that I can give you to show you that the Democrats are not on your side. About the only Democrat that has ever been on your side was John and Bobby Kennedy. And now the uncle and son, RFK Jr., is on your side. And he's ready to take on health care in your name. But I'll tell you, the Democrats, they are fooled by their leaders of promises that never come. They are fooled by, we're on the people's side. You're not. You're on the globalist side that are taking this country down. The leadership of the left, including Rhino Republicans, which are really Democrats in disguise, they are serving the World Economic Forum, the UN, for the globalist takeover of this country by destroying America, rendering us helpless to defend ourselves and to take over. And this is no more an obvious, apparent happening then right now in this lame duck period. We are in extreme danger as Americans. And the reason a lot of you don't know it and see it the way I do is because, one, I limit my exposure to the mainstream media. I only watch it to see what the bad guys are up to. Because when their lips are moving, they're lying. And what they're lying about tells me what I should be looking at. But some people, they, oh, it's not that bad. I'm glad Trump won. Everything's going to be okay. No, everything's not going to be okay unless each and every one of us don the red, white, and blue and get involved in grassroots organizations and planning to take our country back. It's going to take all of us, all of us. All of us need to be whistleblowers. All of us need to invest in recalling corrupt judges, corrupt politicians, identifying people who are on the take, for example, in Maricopa County, who are being paid off by the Sinaloa cartels, fake money laundering, yeah, from fake real estate deals. Oh, just read the book Report to the Governor by John Thaler. Oh, he only has 5,000 references and 20,000 affidavits. Criminal enterprise all across this country. And this is what Donald Trump has to undo, is the criminal enterprise. And this is an all hands on deck request from everyone in my audience. Donald Trump's election accomplishes nothing except it gives us the chance, if we get off our backside and get to work, to take our country back. And we can do it. Most Americans want this, including most Democrats that have had the Democratic wool pulled over their eyes and fooled for generations. You know, and I have to challenge something here too. To my black brothers and sisters, particularly those in Christ, you are my brothers and sisters, and that's how I look at you. The fact that you vote Democratic does not mean you're not my brother or sister in Christ. But I got to say this to you. This party has deceived black people for over a century and a half. And the modern bastion of Democrats, they lie to you to get your vote. They deliver nothing for you. They've sacrificed many of your jobs for illegal aliens. They're crushing you with health care costs to the at the behest of the pharmaceutical companies. Why would you vote for these people? How can you align yourself with this party? How? Donald Trump oversaw the greatest escalation in low unemployment rates for blacks, Hispanics, and women. Biggest gains in wages. Same three groups. Join us. Let's lock arms together as Americans, regardless of our backgrounds. We are all united by a love of freedom and a desire to provide for our families, not to be struggling the way we are. This is a call for unity and a call for action. And you can see what the left is doing, trying to block everything good that Donald Trump wants to do for every American. Don't put up with it. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check out our new series, Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight, Unsolved Mysteries, History's Mysteries. Pretty interesting. Talk about the field of psychology. Talk about, oh, all kinds of interesting things with hidden technology. That's all on the board between now and the end of the year and continuing into 2025. And then, of course, we do our geopolitics and our interviews with expert guests. That's the Common Sense Show. .tv. Sign up today.